Hello and welcome to the Unexpected Couple podcast. You have your hosts, me, Becky, and my husband, Niall. This podcast is all about relationships, happy stories, and general husband and wife chat. We don't want to lose our jobs, so our views are entirely our own and don't represent the companies that we work for. You can find us on our other podcasts on Facebook and Instagram under Abby Sounds. You can also email us with any topics, relationship advice, or even just to say hello at abbysounds@outlook.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of The Unexpected Couple. As usual, I'm with my wife, Becky. How are you?
I'm good.
And as usual, you get the standard laugh from Becky when I introduce her.
It's really awkward when you do it like that, because it's like, oh, how are you? Like, we haven't just spent the whole day together, but yeah. It's
just like a normal standard. When you meet someone, you say, how are you? The expected response is, yeah, I'm fine. And you also respond when they say, how are you?
How are you?
It's fine.
How are you?
I'm good, yeah, thanks. That's the extent of the conversation we should have. This episode, we're going to talk about, well, the last episode we talked about overrated things that we thought were overrated. This episode we've got underrated things, or, you know, people don't like as much as they should. You know, yeah. That kind of vibe. It doesn't have to be necessarily underrated, because I think we both found it quite hard.
I found this really difficult. I came up with a couple of things that I think are overrated again when I really struggled with that. But yeah. I've kind of done it in two sections. I've got a few things that are underrated, and then I've got a couple of things like things that you miss. So it's not necessarily something's underrated, but if you don't have this, you're like that, oh my God, I took it for granted when I did have it.
Well, yeah, if you explain it, then yeah.
Yeah, but it will make sense.
Okay. I was going to say, when I was looking for underrated, as I was going through some like lists online to give me inspiration, I found loads of overrated stuff. And I was like, oh, we could have added an extra hour and a half onto overrated.
Yeah, I think maybe we need to revisit that again and come up with another, or maybe do each week we'll come up with something overrated.
Yeah.
Because I can seem to think of loads of them when I'm not trying to think of it.
Yeah, maybe when lockdown ends, we could have like a couple special and get someone else on here and then talk about what they think's overrated or shit, yeah. You know, when everyone else thinks is really good.
Yeah, definitely got a lot of reaction from some of the stuff that I thought was overrated, so hopefully there's not as much for underrated.
I know, yeah, me too. Right, so I'll let you go first. I want to do your first one. Well, do you want to do it as, have you got like types?
Yeah.
So, for instance, like TV and movies.
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your first topic so I can look at my list and...
I could do like food and drink as my first topic.
Okay, yeah, go on then, do food and drink.
Okay, so the first thing I've put is water.
Yeah.
I know obviously we need water to live and everyone loves water, but do you know when you kind of, if you go somewhere and you're like, you get offered a drink, I think people, like, if you say, oh, I just have a glass of water, they're like, oh, are you sure you don't want anything else? Sometimes I just want a glass of water.
Yeah, and
I feel like people judge you if you say, can I just have some water?
And I think people realise how good it is. You know, if you move somewhere and you've got shit tap water,
everyone
kicks off then. But then when you ask for normal water, people fucking look at you weird.
People look at me weird for having tap water. I remember we had someone come do the flooring here, and I had a like glass of tap water, and then he gave me a big speech on how tap water's not actually good for you. And I was just like that. You're not going to change my mind. It tastes fine.
To be fair, he just loved the chat. I think he could have talked for fucking ever, couldn't he?
Yeah, but I just think that water is underrated. Because I actually like the taste of water. And I know people say it doesn't have a taste. It definitely does.
I don't
think there's anything wrong with having a glass of water.
Yeah, when you have bad tap water, you realise how actual good water tastes.
Yeah.
And if you have good tap water, you taste the difference in like bottled water when you get like mineral water.
Just it's... tastes a bit like not bland, but it's like it's missing something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought water was my underrated thing.
No, good
so
one.
So if I have water at someone's house, I'm not offending you. I just want a glass of water.
I didn't even think about drinks, to be fair.
To be honest, there's not any drink that I think is underrated. Like,
I think everyone likes them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't think of a drink what... bar probably water, which I agree with, that I can think of, and people don't like, but it's actually really nice. Like, yeah. Alcohol, I think everyone likes a certain type of alcohol.
Tea and coffee.
Yeah.
Most people do. I mean, I'm a huge fan.
I can think of overrated stuff for that easy, but underrated, I think it's pretty much covered. I think everyone likes something. Most things. My first one for food is Brussels sprouts.
Great shout.
I just don't get how people don't like them. It literally is one of my favourite things on Sunday dinner is when I get Brussels sprouts. They are so good.
I mean, we always have, like, if we have a roast dinner, Sunday dinner, Christmas dinner, sprouts are like on every single one of them. We have it all the time, don't we? But I have to say, I as a kid used to be like, oh, I don't like Brussels sprouts. I don't really know why, and I don't know if they've just got sweeter over time. Like, I think they do taste better, but I think that's because they've been, like, made to taste better. I think they've engineered them. Yeah.
They've been, it happens, like, every Christmas. Well, bar this one, because obviously Corona.
Yeah.
But they always do, like, a story saying how they're genetically engineering them to taste sweeter rather than as bitter.
Yeah.
So that's why more and more people are liking them every year, because they're trying to make them sweeter, which for me, it's like, leave them alone. I love them how they are. I guess they want more, because most people don't like Brussels sprouts, which I've never got.
It's normally only on Christmas dinner you'll have sprouts, and it's normally like only a couple of people that eat them, but I do like a sprout.
I used to have like Brussels sprout sandwiches with my mum.
That's disgusting.
Oh no, so good. On a bit of, well, it might lead on to the next one, but we're like crusty white bread. Bit of brown sauce and like leftover cold Brussels sprouts with some butter. Oh yeah, that was a sandwich, mate. That was a sandwich.
I'm not gonna join you on that, but Brussels sprouts as a vegetable, I think, is a great one.
So yeah, your next one.
Okay,
we're still staying in food. So
yeah, so mine is coriander. I absolutely adore coriander, and people think it tastes like soap, and it gets such a bad rep of being like a Marmite food, like love it or hate it. It's bloody lovely. I don't get how you can't like it.
But that is actually genetic, though, that some people do taste soap when they have coriander.
What?
Yeah, that's not a thing saying it tastes like soap. That's genetically taste
how
soap.
How can you genetically taste a herb different to everyone else?
I don't know, but there is a subset of people that taste soap.
So they will never like the taste of coriander?
Well, no, unless they like eating soap. It tastes like soapy.
See, when I was younger, I didn't really have it as much. And my dad always loved coriander, put it on everything. And I was like, oh, I just don't really get it. Whereas now, I'm like, if there's coriander, I'm like, put the whole bunch on top. I absolutely adore it. But that I did not know that's a genetic thing.
That's a real thing, that people taste soap. It's not because they think it tastes like soap. It actually tastes like soap to them.
How can it taste so different?
I don't know.
It's like that vision thing, isn't it, where people see different colours?
I don't know how it works, but that's what they taste. But yeah, I wouldn't necessarily agree with you with coriander, because I think loads of, like, Wagamama's is basically all coriander.
I just love coriander.
I love coriander. I'm glad you got into it, because I used to eat a lot more than you, obviously. And now you love it like just as much as I do.
I'm obsessed with it. Oh, I feel like you've
destroyed your point, because you realise it's not. They don't taste like soap.
I mean, I'm quite intrigued to learn about the genetics behind it. That has caught my attention, but I really did actually think that people just didn't like it.
Yeah, look it up after.
Shadow. Go on.
On a really exciting Thursday night.
Let me rip apart your next part.
I didn't rip it apart. My next one is wholemeal or whole wheat bread. I think it's so much better than white bread. And I say that as white normal bread.
Sliced bread.
Yeah. Crusty bread, obviously, and French stick is creme de creme. But what about if you had to get a Hovis white or Hovis wholemeal? Wholemeal is a lot better.
It's healthier. And I think I mean, we always get wholemeal bread and brown bread because, you know, that's what you would pick. And I'm very easy to have either. But on a nice sausage sandwich, I want white bread.
Yeah, but are you thinking of crusty bread or white bread?
Either. Honestly, if you had fresh loaf, white bread and wholemeal bread for a sausage sandwich, the wholemeal wouldn't even get a look in. That would be only if that's the only bread available. A bacon sandwich has to be white it has to be white bread, in my opinion.
I used to be all like full fan of white bread, and then I went on to wholemeal. I'm guessing it was probably a healthier choice or something along them lines. And then I went back to white, like, occasionally, and it's just rank. It's like chewy. I don't even know how to explain. It's really sweet. It just doesn't feel natural, like, in your mouth. It's really... I just don't like it. I don't think it's very nice at all.
I think on a cold sandwich, the whole meal... Especially, I like seeded bread. And cold sandwich, I get it. But a hot sandwich, I'm going to have to go for white.
Yeah, and but then you've also got, like, stuff like rye bread. And I know that's slightly... Might be slightly different. I'm not a bread expert, but I put, like, wholemeal, whole wheat in, like, rye bread. You've got, like, pumpkin seed bread, all that. Basically, brown bread. And if you go to, like, a bakery, all the brown bread is just better than the white bread, slice-wise, until you get the crusty, and crusty's daddy. But bar that, white bread, no. I've really gone off it.
Nah, okay. I don't know if I'd say it's an underrated thing. I think you could say that your white sliced bread is overrated. I don't know if wholemeal is actually underrated. Do people not like it that much?
I don't think anyone likes it.
I think that's a lie. I'm sure people do.
Well, yeah, that's
more. Or is that just for a health reason? Maybe they're just doing it for health reasons.
That might be a bit extreme to say no one likes it, but...
It's really hard, though, to think of underrated stuff, so...
Okay. Are you going to let me have that one?
To be honest, it's only because I'm annoyed about coriander that I'm trying to find so many holes with
this. I didn't poke holes in yours.
Well, you did. You just gave me some science and just shot mine's hell.
Yeah, exactly. Give me science. I didn't mean... Okay. We'll move on, because I'm not going to win this battle. So your next one.
So I haven't got anything left in food or drink, so I don't know if you want to go next.
I've got Yorkie chocolate bar and a Star Bar chocolate bar.
A Star Bar, I agree with you 100%. I love a Star Bar.
And I say this.
And a picnic. Oh!
I think people would say they're nice. I don't, because basically Star Bar is a chewy Snickers, and Yorkie's just good milk chocolate.
No, I'm going to disagree with you there. Well, Yorkie is Nestlé, and Nestlé isn't the premium chocolate. If you want a good chocolate, stick with Cadbury's. Yorkie, I don't know what it's offering me. No, there's nothing there that beats the rest.
This is the point of the whole thing, is that I'm saying Star Bar and Yorkie are good quality chocolate bars, but no, if you go to the shop, you wouldn't pick either of them.
No.
Exactly, so it's underrated. People would go, oh, it's nice, but they'd never pick it. You'd always go your Dairy Milk, your Snickers... God, whoever picks up Mars is an idiot. But maybe Mars, like your Milky Bar, you could go with that. No one would pick up a Yorkie. Like when I go to the shop, there's always a big bunch of Yorkie left. Yeah, Twix as well.
I love a Twix. I think I was going to put Twix on my list, but then I thought I don't know if it's actually underrated.
But they're like full. Like if you go to the corner shop, their boxes are like you can only see a couple people take them every now and again, where the others are like empty virtually in a few days.
Can I ask an unrelated question here?
Go on.
Do you remember, like, if you went to the, like, apart from a corner shop, you know you used to go supermarket and there was always that section at the end of the aisle that had all the chocolate and it would have, like, all the stuff, like, your Star Bars, your picnics.
It'd have all the random stuff, wouldn't it?
Do they still do that? Or is it just, like, the little odd bits at the end by, like, the conveyor belts where you only have, like, two things and it's always something, like, that you don't really want? I like the selection of everything.
I think Tesco definitely do. When I was... We were going to Morrison's. You don't get like this big end row, you know, with the single chocolate bars.
Yeah.
You don't get it.
Like... I mean, I know it makes no sense because you pay like, what, 60p now for a chocolate bar and you can get a four pack for a quid.
Even though they're the size of like your finger.
Oh, don't even get me started on the size of the chocolates, especially in selection boxes. Ruin Christmas almost. But you used to be able to get, and you would try, you'd get stuff that you wouldn't normally get, like your Star Bar.
Like a new flavour of Kit Kat Country. We'd try that because it's all that's new, so we'll get that.
I used to spend ages trying to pick which one I was going to have. And
it's only really like corner shops now, what have it.
Corner shop, yeah. Fair play to the corner shops because they are still providing the random stuff that you
but
can't
even our
get anywhere
one
else.
Is a bit crap for chocolate bars. I mean, it's got a huge section.
And it does like big bags of chocolate and everything, doesn't it? Not like
and I want like random chocolate bars, but I guess it's because they buy what sells, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, I miss that. I think we should bring that back. Individual chocolate. Help obesity. Stop buying multi-packs and buy individual.
Yeah, because if I buy a four-pack of Snickers, I'm eating all four.
You've probably ate two before you've got to the car.
Yeah, that happens most of the time with my stuff. Yeah. I'll buy like a multi-pack. Muffins, boom. Donuts, boom. I mean, they're gone. You get home and it's like, oh, I got you a donut.
Yeah, we can't get donuts in this house. And the only time that you won't eat all the donuts is if you buy custard donuts because you know they're my faves.
And
so you're
I don't really like them that
much. You'll have one, but then I have to eat the rest. Because you can't, you know, donuts go off quickly, oh, so you've got to get them
in. That could be an underrated one. Like sugar donut rings. What's the...
Like glazed?
Yeah. No, but...
Just a sugar donut.
Yeah, just a sugar
donut.
No, I think they're underrated. I think they're banging.
They're underrated. I don't believe that. I just think they've got better alternatives because it's glazed.
No. They're always glazed. There's
jam. There's custard. They're there for a reason now because people don't want them.
Exactly. But I think they're really good. They go really well with coffee, like dunking in a coffee.
No, I just think a glazed is better.
All right, fair enough.
We've got sidetracked. What was your actual one that you said?
Yorkie and Starbar.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've done that. We've done that to death.
Give
you
that one.
We'll move on.
I've got a couple of TV and film, but they're not great. I'm not going to lie. And then I've just got like a random thing. And then the things you miss section, which I will go through.
Okay. Well, I've got I've got two films.
Go on.
And a TV show.
Oh, okay.
So.
Surprised you thought of any. I'm quite intrigued for this. Go on.
Well, I could go on a big list, but when I was thinking about them, a lot of them have become like cult classics.
Yeah.
So they're not underrated anymore.
Yeah.
So these are one is kind of a cult classic. The other one isn't. I think actually people either haven't seen it or just don't rate it.
I've never heard of it. Oh, okay.
First one is Treasure Planet for Disney.
Oh my God. Honestly, how did I not think that you were going to say this one?
It's one of the best. Oh, sorry. It's one of the best Disney films. There is.
And there's a montage scene in it.
With the best Disney song.
Which has Tarzan. It's Tarzan. Not the best Disney song.
Maybe second best Disney song. We were talking about Death Row, actually, on Four Brummies. And that Treasure Planet song, I've said I want that to be my song. What go out on?
It's not a great song. But
it's absolutely
and it's not a great montage.
It's not a great montage. It goes
it's on
from
all
being,
the playlists and we have to listen to it all the time.
Yeah, because it goes from being a boy and a bit
no
of
No spoilers here. Loads of people are going to want to watch Treasure Planet.
why are you trying to be like that? You've got a young boy who's a bit of a wreckhead who finds a father figure in this cyborg pirate and... This montage brings them together and they both start loving each other through doing jobs on this spaceship, which is meant to be a pirate ship. Honestly, if you've got one Disney film that you haven't, if you haven't seen it, please go watch it. If you have seen it, please watch it again and realise how good that film is.
Okay. I don't know what to say. I don't think I've watched the film enough to criticise or
We'll watch it again now. Maybe tonight.
I've got a couple of Disney on my list as well.
Okay, then do Disney.
But not necessarily like, they're not like Treasure Planet where people probably haven't heard of it. I think they're underrated and they're also some of my favourite films. So I've got Hunchback of Notre Dame, Pocahontas and Hercules. I mean, and especially Hercules, I think has got one of the best Disney soundtracks and I don't think it gets enough love.
Because it was in the era of The Lion King.
Oh my God, that was peak Disney era.
90s Renaissance
90s
era.
To early noughties, it just smashed it.
It did.
And to be honest, Hercules is getting a remake, so I do think it's kind of up there where people realise it's good. Mm. But that's something that I thought was overrated. Disney remakes, please stop.
They're all 90s, aren't they?
Please stop doing them.
Oh yeah,
Don't ruin them.
Fucking shit, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Well, I'll tell you that, not all of them. I thought Beauty and the Beast wasn't actually too bad.
But the original's still bad. Yeah, there was no need to do it. This is what I just
King
don't get.
Lion King was really bad.
I just...
Really, really,
I don't
really
think
bad.
I should do animal cartoons real life because I just don't think it works the same.
No.
And I'm really nervous for Hercules because I absolutely love that film and I think the soundtrack's amazing. And I think anyone who's watched it will completely agree with me.
Yeah, no, the whole 90s... I don't think they're underrated necessarily, but I do agree... That was a fantastic era in Disney.
Yeah,
everything was just a smash hit. Everything was good.
I feel like Toy Story and Lion King, everyone can appreciate they were fantastic. And I'm not taking anything away from them. But I think some of the others from that era did get slightly overlooked. And I think they're great. Tarzan, I thought you would put that in the mix as well.
I was, but then I think people do appreciate that 90s, early noughties section of Disney.
Yeah,
but
I think
it is called the Renaissance
era
of them. And that's when they became... It was them films that made them huge again.
Oh, it's just my childhood, that as well. So many good memories from watching these on videotapes. And, oh, the collection you'd have from all your Disney videos.
I have tried to get more Disney films on Blu-ray, but they're so expensive.
Yeah.
Disney films are always expensive.
Yeah, and now there's Disney Plus. It's like that.
I'm not paying 15 quid for something I can watch on Disney Plus. And plus, I'm not getting it because I think it's a great film for Blu-ray quality. I'm just getting it
to build up
just to build up a collection.
Because you won't buy DVDs anymore.
No, because it's an inferior format. But anyway, let's not get into that. Yeah, have you got any other... What's your TV show?
Well, I struggle with TV shows because I don't tend to watch stuff until, like, I hear it's kind of good. So I don't really get into things early on. And everything I get in gets big. So I don't think there's anything that's underrated. The only thing that I would say is Love Island, I'm a huge fan.
That's not underrated, though. Everyone in the country watches it.
Season 2, I think, is the best one. And people always say season 3. I think season 2 Love Island is superior to absolutely all the other series. I've never seen one that's as good as that. Series 3 came close, but I think series 3 where it really, really like lifted off. But I think series 2 has got the best couples.
Is that one with the lad that you really fancy in season 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always a lad of fancy in every Love Island, now. It's not anything new, but...
No, but the one you always talk about, like if you talk about
he is stunning.
But who is he? Go on, tell the audience.
Alex. I don't know what his surname is.
If you just put but in Alex Love Island Brummy, you're going to pretty much...
Alex Love Island, you'll find him. But there's two marriages from that series and they're still together. I just think it's the best one. It's really funny and I don't feel like it got the credit it deserved because I don't think Love Island was that big then. But that's just my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, no, I can't disagree with you saying series, but if you said Love Island, I would disagree.
That's complete, yeah.
It takes over
the
country, like, when it's
If
on.
Anything, you would probably say it's overrated, but...
Yeah,
that's why I went for season 2, but I can't think about else.
My TV show is, like, TV shows, and they would be Star Trek.
Sorry, I've got nothing to say here. Carry on.
Everyone appreciates Star Wars.
I mean, like, as in, like, Star Trek with, like, Picard and everything.
Picard.
The thing that's absolutely huge and people go to conventions. And...
I'm in mass media is what I'm on about. People throw away Star Trek as some nerdy, weird thing and it's, like, shit. And they try and watch the TV shows and they're, like, the graphics aren't good enough, blah, blah, blah. Star Trek, like, it's weird because Star Wars is cool. Like, it's cool to like Star Wars. And don't say it isn't, because it really is.
But
it's
I don't
cool
think it's
like
uncool
Star
to like Star Trek. Is, I think people get them mixed up because people aren't interested in either. No. But I think the people that are interested in one, I don't think anyone would be like that, oh my God, you like Star Trek.
No, because I know people who like lads who like Star Wars, and they say Star Trek is shit, yet Star Trek's just as big universe.
Yeah.
And its TV shows has built, like, more character, more lore. Than Star Wars, if you take out the extra shit like the comics and books and stuff. And Star Trek, some of the stories on the Next Generation by far is the best. Like, the stories on Star Trek are so, so good. And it goes on for like 10 seasons, and every season is class. And it's really, it keeps smashing it out the park.
I'm pretty sure it's like on repeat on telly like all the time. Yes, I think everyone's seen it. I don't think it's underrated.
He's underrated from the general public.
I think you're in the wrong generation. I don't think the younger generation are into it. I think if you ask someone 10, 20 years older than you, I reckon they'd be like, that's Star Trek sick.
I would say they're good Star Wars. It's more mainstream, and that's what I'm saying. Star Trek is underrated for how good it is. And they had multiple shows that were... I didn't like Voyager, but they had multiple shows that were fucking top tier. Episodes and seasons, top tier. The films, take all them. They are shit, and they are rightly said as being shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm obviously not a huge Star Trek fan. I know of it and stuff, but
I watch it on, like,
just feel like it's referenced in absolutely everything. Like,
as something
people,
uncool.
Like, is it, though?
It is uncool, and you can't say, oh, nerds have brought it back as being cool. Because it's still, like, look at the Big Bang Theory. They say that they brought nerd culture as being cool. No, they didn't. They brought nerd culture as to make something mainstream to make fun of. Because even through Big Bang Theory, they're making fun
of being nerds.
Even though, and it wasn't, they weren't cool people. It was just like a funny show about what nerds get into. So it was still, even then, seen as like a loser thing to do.
Right. So are you just saying that people think Star Trek is for nerds and that it's actually good? Okay. All right, I'll give you that.
So I think it's underrated for what actually... If you haven't watched Star Trek, watch Star Trek The Next Generation. Give it, like, at least 2 seasons and you will be hooked. It's a great show, and then you can watch all the others because you'll be obsessed. I feel like you...
I don't know enough about Star Trek to badmouth it, and I don't necessarily think it's bad. It's just not my cup of tea. But I just think Star Trek's like kind of huge, but maybe it is for the wrong reason. So I'll give you that, because I think people do think it's really nerdy. But then I also think Star Wars is, but apparently not. So
okay, we've got some sent in actually.
Oh okay.
Well, I say some. I got quite a few like texts and messages, but most of them I can't like repeat.
Yeah, good.
So I've only got two really.
One are of these them... from the same person?
No.
Okay.
No, they are from the same person.
Okay.
All the rest were from people that I couldn't repeat. So they say Time Out chocolate bar.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I love a Time Out. I absolutely love it. Dunked in a cup of tea as well.
Oh. I didn't even know about Time Out chocolate bars until I went to your house.
Oh my God, yeah.
And you had them all the time.
I mean, it used to be good. Like proper Time Out back in the day, you used to get 2 fingers.
Yeah.
And then obviously when you get like the multi-packs, you just get the single ones now. And that's something that used to be at the end of the aisles. Time Out double bar, not no more. We loved a wafer in our house, didn't we?
Blue ribbon, you did.
Time Out, anything. Oh, blue
ribbon.
Yeah.
Not enough people appreciate how good a blue ribbon
is. Or caramel log. Oh, Tunnock's caramel log. Do you remember that? Oh, I love them. I love anything that's sugar and chocolate.
Yeah, you do. And then they said, I've actually never done, but they said smoking while having a poo.
Well, I've never done either, and I can't imagine why you'd want to.
Well,
I mean, that means you're smoking indoors as well, and yeah. I would hate someone to smoke inside my house.
They said it was like you were having a poo and smoking, which they enjoyed both things, and then one helped the other.
I suppose for most people, it's like having a cup of coffee while you're.
Yeah, because if you.
Why would you want to drink it? Why would you want to do anything that's putting something in your mouth while you're on the toilet, though?
I brush my teeth when I'm having a poo.
No.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do it every morning. Because I can't bother to stand up and then have to go to the toilet after. So I just...
You don't want your mouth open while you're having a... I don't know, I feel like you should be eating, drinking, smoking while you're on the toilet.
So what are you doing? Are you opening your legs and then putting your face to your ass?
No, it's just weird.
So you close your legs, as you do when you're having a poo anyway.
I'm finding out a lot about you in the last week or so.
And then I just have my toothbrush do that, and then I get up, bit out my toothpaste.
Do you not get worried about all the
poo particles?
Yeah.
Why? I'm not putting my face near my poo.
I know, but that's why they say like you should put the lid down when you flush, and because obviously the poo particles. I'm sure that's science.
It's not gonna hurt. Fucking hurt you. It's not gonna kill you, is it?
Well, obviously not, because people used to do it for decades.
And
but...
people still do it. They haven't put lids in their fucking.
You have to put the lid down to flush our toilet.
Well, yeah, exactly. So then I stand up, spit
it
out.
It doesn't matter. You've already brushed your teeth.
Yeah, and
particles
spit out.
Are
and
up
then
there.
No. Why are they up there? What am I doing? Am I flapping my shit up into the world?
I don't know how it all works.
Exactly. It's normally by like farting. The main thing you get poo particles is flushing. So I close the lid before I flush. So I'm not getting poo particles anywhere.
We've got sidetracked from having a fart into this.
No, because it's true. And then I don't go and breathe in in the toilet bowl. So what am I doing?
I don't know, but I just find it a bit weird that.
I know it only saves 2 minutes, but it saves 2 minutes in the morning when I hate getting up like early.
I did used to brush my teeth in the shower when we had the shower over the bath at my mum's.
Yeah.
And then I could get to like my toothbrush and my teeth. I used to brush my teeth in the shower then. I never did that before. And I was like, oh my God, this is quite a time
saver. That's the same thing. It's a saving time. Just one seen as gross and one's cleaning.
Yeah, because one's sitting on the toilet, one's not.
I don't know. I only do it when I work on days. If I wake up normally and I don't have to save 2 minutes, I won't do it. But I just want to try. I try and get in bed, out of bed, the last possible minute. So I have to save
do
in 2 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if it works for them, having a fag while having a poo, then great. But I wouldn't want to do it in the bathroom. I wouldn't want someone smoking in my house. I've got nothing wrong with people smoking, but I find it weird to see people smoking indoors now, because everyone I know who smokes outside. So, like, for me to see any, and especially because you can't do it indoors anywhere, I find it really odd now when I see people smoking indoors now.
Maybe it was just a thing they did. Maybe it's not necessarily what they do now.
Yeah, maybe.
Right, go on. We'll go back to your list now. We've done like a couple of people.
Okay, so my kind of underrated thing is kind of completely different. It's having a conversation with someone, like when you're out, you know, you're having a meal or having a coffee or just having a chat. Them not looking at their phones for the whole conversation. That, do you know what I mean? True, just having a conversation without...
It's very hip, that.
What, having a conversation?
No, like that view.
Oh, it really bugs me. And I know that I've probably done it in the past, but I hate when I've sit there, especially now, like we make time to have conversations with people because we don't see people. Like, and I think it is different now. But, like, you know when you used to go out with a friend or you go out for food and you're talking and then they just look at their phone and then they're messaging or they're scrolling? Like, drives me mad. Like, is it really that hard to pay attention for 2 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely agree with you. But I think it depends, like, what the conversation is. If you haven't seen them for ages, yeah, it's very rude. But if you're someone you see often, then I've done it and I don't mind people doing it. Like, you're having a chat in a pub and you're just kind of talking shit. It's nothing, you know, it's not an important conversation, then I don't mind it. But if I haven't seen anyone, maybe for the first 5-10 minutes, you don't need to check your phone. Like, just talk to me.
And yeah, we'll talk about, I think, stuff. If it's one-on-one, I like to have their attention. If they say, oh, I've just got a message, or oh, I've just got a text back, fine. But it's like, you know, when you're talking to someone and they go, and they're just scrolling on the phone, I'm like, have they even listening to what I say?
I don't mind it if we talk about, like, us. I don't mind it if you do it if we go out for a meal, if it's not a special meal. We don't really have date nights, but, like, do you know what I mean? Like, if we go somewhere or we haven't been out for a while, and then either us on the phone, then, yeah, I think that's rude.
Yeah.
But if it's just, like, a standard Thursday night, and we're just going out for something to eat, not necessarily, like, an event, like, we've gone in, like, trackies, we haven't dressed up or anything.
Just to get some food.
Just to get some food. Then I see it as, like, yeah, that's fine. As long as you, like, look at that person occasionally, then, yeah, I don't mind it.
I just... do you know when you're on your own and it's like you're having a conversation? I just feel like other people are aware that you just sat there basically talking to yourself sometimes. I just feel that was my little thing. Just having a conversation.
No, that's good. I agree.
Have you got anything else? Because the other bits are my things you miss kind of thing.
Things you miss.
I'll explain it.
I was going to say, I guess mine are... Did I go on to my Keanu Reeves film?
No.
Oh, just a quick one, because we've kind of moved on. Constantine is a Keanu Reeves film about, like, exorcism. Absolutely brilliant. Watch it. It's underrated. It's kind of a cult classic. But if you haven't watched it, Constantine, Keanu Reeves.
Is it old school Keanu or no?
2005.
Oh, okay.
So, it kind of new, but it was just
has he got long hair or short hair? Which Keanu are we talking about? Oh, like Speed kind of Keanu.
No, not that short. Matrix Keanu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really, really cool.
I'll give it a go. I've never heard of it, seen it.
I've got it on Blu-ray, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that in the collection.
Well, I'll go look at see.
Well, I've just said it's there, but, you know, I think maybe we should watch that sometime.
Also, that's underrated. Having your films, music collection, anything in a physical box in alphabetical order.
Some people like different orders now.
No,
they don't,
it's
need
stupid
to be
order. It does have to be alphabetical order because it's the only one that makes sense. How do you count upwards? Just an example. Just give
one,
me an example.
Two, three.
And 5, 6, 7.
4.
How do you do the alphabet?
A, B, C.
Boom.
Yeah, but you can't say do it alphabetically. How's the alphabet? Nope. Of course, the alphabet goes A, B, C.
So that's all my argument is, and I've won it.
Yeah, but people might do it in, like, chronological order. They might do it on genre. They might sort it in all different ways. And can I just say, this has got nothing to do with this. It really bugs me the way you don't put your numbers first. You do your numbers as in the letter that the number would make. So say if it was, like, 8 mile, you've done it. Oh my god! This is already. You've done 8 mile under M for mile, but then there's another one that you've done, and, like, surely all the numbers should just go at the front. I'm trying to find the other one. 1917. It's at the front, but I think I put that there.
No, that is the front. 1917.
So why is 1917? Why?
Because it's an individual number. If something was called 13, it'd be at the front, but saying 8 mile. That I don't see that as the main name.
It starts with the letter, so
no,
that's
because
the beginning.
If you did that as a number, you'd have random letters and numbers together at the front.
21 Jump Street, as in Jay. That should be under numbers at the beginning, 21. No,
because then I would have, like, J and M, and then 1917, you'd have all in one
two,
section.
8. They're numbers. If I think of a film and it's got a number in, I know where to look at it.
No, you go. You
whereas
go on
now
the
I have
letter.
To go, go oh, is it letter. Under A? Oh, no, it's not under a number. Is it under E? No. Oh, it's under M for mile.
Because
it's called 8 mile, not mile.
And it's called alphabetical order, so it's the first alphabet.
Oh, no, this
if
is
it
where
has,
we
if
disagree.
It hasn't got any
numbers
alphabet,
go at
if
the
it
beginning.
Hasn't got any letters, I would agree, generally, but not in alphabetical when it comes to films. If it's just a number, it goes at the front, which aren't very many. 1917 is the only one up there. But if it's cut, if it's something, then a letter for the 13 ghosts or something like that, it goes into G. 8 mile, it goes into M. 21 Jump Street, it goes into J.
We're just going to disagree on this. We're not going to agree. So I just thought I'd voice it.
Well, just an example. If I say, go find Jump Street. Okay. That was wrong. If I say, go find 21 Jump Street. Oh, where do I find it? In my alphabetical Blu-ray collection. You would go to J. You go 21 Jump Street, GA.
21. I'd go 21 Jump Street, 21
no,
it begins
with,
so it
would
be with the numbers.
You go J first, and then you'd be like, oh, it's not here. Oh, he must have done it numbered, then letters.
Can I just say, there's been many a time when I've searched for a film with a number at the front, and I always go to the wrong place, because I always go at the beginning, and then I forget how you order it, and then I go, does he do it by the letter of the number? Like, if it's A, is it under E? No. Okay, so we need to go for the other thing. Just put numbers at the beginning.
I'm right, so.
But that was just complete sidetrack, so yeah. We'll get back onto the things. So, the things that you miss. So, these are not necessarily underrated things, but they're things that you take for granted. So, an unblocked nose, we take for granted until you have a blocked nose and you can't breathe and you can't
it's
sleep.
Ridiculous. It's just because you've got nostril problems.
You're telling me when you've got a blocked nose, you're like, oh my God, I take it for granted when I can breathe normally.
No, I get what you mean, but you have more passionate feeling about this. Because
I think everyone has a passion. Honestly, when you've next got a blocked nose, I'll be like that. Do you take for granted the times where you could breathe through your nose easily? And you'd be like that. Yes, I do.
I guess so, maybe. I'm not discrediting it, because having an unblocked nose is better than having a blocked nose, but you just always seem to have a blocked nose.
I feel like when you've not got a blocked nose, you're like that, oh my God, this is the best feeling. Like, after having a blocked nose, when you can breathe through your nose again, it's incredible.
Go on.
I've got another one, and then that's my list done.
Okay, go on.
So, warm showers.
What?
Like,
everyone
hot
water, has...
Yeah, I know, but you know when your heating goes off? And then you have to, like,
what,
it's cold.
Once every
or,
6 years?
No, or do you know when you're like, do you know when we stay in Wales and it's like the water tank and there's only so much hot water and you're in that shower and it goes to cold?
I've never done that, because I always go before you.
Well, I'm normally one of the last ones, because I'm lazy and I just chill around for ages.
Yeah.
And then if I miss it and it goes, it's not warm anymore, I think that's something that you really take for granted.
I don't think so. I mean, that's a fucking sicko option. I mean, who runs out of hot water nowadays? Unless you like live up north with a tank and you
have
seven
people
in your house. Yeah, but most people have 2 to 4. They don't run out of water with 2 to 4 people.
Baths. People with water tanks. If you take a bath, you're an absolute bastard, because that is just taking up all that extra water.
I just don't think you miss having a warm shower. You Why? Might have one once every 2 years, if you're saying about Wales. Oh. I mean, most of the time you have hot
warm
showers
no,
in Wales.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, and I don't think I have a blocked nose all the time.
You have it all the time.
That's a lie. I'm just saying, they're little things that you take for granted in everyday life until one time you're without
it. Okay, okay.
I'm not saying that, oh my God, to have a hot shower, that's so rare. Of course, it's not, you
know,
we're very
like
lucky,
that.
But I'm just saying, when you don't have it, you take for granted that kind of thing. Wish you didn't do this section now. Go on, let's see what you've got.
If you say it like that, yeah, I agree with you. You really miss them things, like, you take them things for granted.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I hate cold showers. They're one of the worst things in the world.
I don't get why someone would voluntarily
have
a cold shower.
Because they're idiots.
Make sense.
Same people who want to swim in ice lakes.
Oh, weird.
For the crack.
Very strange.
All right, well. We'll do on to mine is one that you could probably put in that you miss because you can't do it in COVID.
Okay.
But they're kind of just stuff that I think's underrated. I think everyone should enjoy them more.
Okay, go on.
Okay, the first one is getting post.
What section is that meant to be in?
I don't know.
You think getting post is underrated?
Yeah, because I think getting post for the letterbox is one of the best. Wow,
can
days.
I just say, you've literally given me shit for a hot shower and you're telling me getting post is underrated?
Yeah.
Okay, go on, explain.
I think it's underrated because it's one of the best like times of the day. Is when you see,
wow!
Is when you see the postman and you're like, oh, is he going to give us some stuff? And then when he does come to your house, when he doesn't come to your house, you're proper wounded. You're like, oh,
that is the best part of your day.
I really like it.
No, seriously, I don't think you should be married to me if that's the best part of your day. That sounds really dull.
I just think it's one of the best parts of your day because you're really buzzing to get post.
I was as a kid, like, especially when you were younger and you had something addressed to you when you never get post as a kid.
And you're like, you see your name on it and you're like, oh, Wiki, what's this?
But as an adult, it's not that exciting.
It does lose its excitement when it's like a Domino's voucher or the local burger place has got some like free meal or whatever. Yes, it does lose it. But when you get like a big chunky letter through the post, I think it's brilliant.
I don't get excited if I get... I'm like that, oh shit, is it a speeding ticket? Is it a fine for something?
Well, yeah, if I've done something bad like that, yeah, I do get worried when I get something. But 90% of the time, I'm buzzing. I think I want to open it and see what's inside.
Well, you do tend to open all your letters and then just leave them around the house.
I do, because
the excitement of just opening it and then it's like, that is rubbish, but you just leave it there.
You open all your presents and leave the rubbish on the floor.
No, you don't, no.
Yes, you do. And
Someone has to clean it up.
I enforced that this year. And yeah, how much better was it cleaning up after?
It wasn't any better when you could have, after each present, put the rubbish in the bin or recycling.
Let it flow.
But having it all everywhere, it was a bit messy.
I thought you'd also agree with me about the post. Maybe
I just don't think, as
if
a kid,
you agree with me, tell me or Becky, because I think.
Yeah, if anyone finds getting post the most exciting part of their day,
I retracted that. I didn't say the most. I said, all right, then it's one of the best parts of my day.
Okay.
And I really like our postman. I think he's really cool.
We've got a really nice postman. He's
two
really
of them
friendly.
Actually, both of them sound.
Oh, I think I've only seen the one.
The fat one or the skinny one?
Skinny one.
Oh, the fat one as well. Yeah, the fat one's nice.
Oh, I think we've only got one postman.
No, we haven't.
I'm here more than you are.
Are you? You're here now. More. Because that's
the only
recently.
One guy?
They've got to have more posts. They might have spread out the postman more.
Oh, okay. Well, they're
normal
really
posts. Trust me, there's two, and they share the same car.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
So,
go on, next one.
I know that. Going to the movies on your own. Mate, going.
Niall, you sound like you are so sad. I go to the movies on my own, and my best part of the day is my basement coming.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great, but I'm telling you, going to the movies on your own is one of the best things you can do. You get to pick the seats, you get to pick the food, you get to pick the movie. No one talks to you because you're on your own. So you can just enjoy the movie for what it is. And you can go at the time you want. You can go to the cinema you want. You can go to, you can have it in 3D, IMAX, whatever you want. You are in control and you can watch the movie how you want to be watched. And no one asks you stupid questions. No one,
questions in the cinema.
No, but you cuddle up and want to touch my hand.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Yes, I want to have my own space. I have to try and stretch my legs out. So ideally, I want to be as far away as
bollocks.
You as possible.
Bollocks. Bollocks.
Don't do that.
Bollocks. Bollocks.
Do you want?
Yeah, you do. You always want to just be near me. I'm like, fuck off.
I want to spread myself out.
Yeah, that's true. I give you that. But you have to spread out near me.
Is it you that wants to be near me because you can then eat my popcorn or my ice blast?
No, that's true.
Because you've already drank yours.
Another thing, I can order two ice blasts and I spend the same amount of money for two people, but all on myself. So that's another positive of going on your own. So I can have
you can spend just as much as you would for two people for one?
Yeah,
wow, so you don't save money. What a benefit.
I didn't say it. Saving money was a good thing. I can get an ice blast. I can get a large Coke Zero. I can get a large popcorn. And sometimes I treat myself to sweets as well.
Do you?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. I love going to the cinema on my own. It's one of, especially for a movie. Probably the last ones I did was the new Star Wars. I went on my own for them. Sensational.
I mean,
sensational.
I find it a bit strange that you go on your own, but I've got nothing against it.
In Reddit.
You're literally just going to sit there and you're not going to... You don't talk in a cinema anyway, so I don't really see what difference it makes having someone there. But I'm not a huge fan of going to the cinema. I prefer to watch things at home. I'm more comfortable. I can put, like, pause it if I want to. I can carry on. I've got all my own treats there. I'm not a huge fan of cinemas. And they're small. I've got long legs and they can't stay still for 2 hours. Yeah. And if someone's in front of me, I can't put my feet on the seat.
Yeah, maybe. But this is going to sound like a little bit of like a gay meet-up chat. Like in Redditch, The View used to do an adults-only cinema screening probably about 11:30 at night. And you used to be able to bring your own booze.
Did you?
Yeah, you used to be able to bring your own booze. So I used to bring like a hip flask of Jameson's and probably a 4-pack of beer. I used to go and I watched like Chappie in the cinema. I probably went about maybe 5 or 6 times on my own. I used to go, get pissed. And it used to be me and this one Asian guy at the front. That was our hot... And we always notice each other.
Like little friends.
Yeah, like we're gay. But we never spoke to each other. It was just like...
Did you do like the acknowledgement nod?
Like, oh, you're back again. And he was back again.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah, and he used to always sit at the very front and I used to sit at the very back. And you should be, and literally the max people that we ever went for was 6 people in that cinema. Otherwise, out probably 4 out of the 6-7 times I went, it was just me and him.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, I know. I absolutely loved it. I had a whole cinema to myself. I put my legs up on the 2 chairs. I just spread out, had my food on the left chair, my drinks on the right. It was fantastic. And I had this giant screen in front of me, surround sound. Oh, fantastic.
I mean, you do like film and cinema, so I'm going to put that in your favour, but I feel like people are going to listen to this and feel very sorry for you. But it does sound like your favourite things.
But I think everyone, you should try going to the cinema on your own. If you've got a free afternoon, you've got nothing to do, just go to like Cineworld, in Solihull or The View in Birmingham or wherever, go and just see. It kills like 2 hours and you'll enjoy it, trust me. It's just a nice thing to do. And it's in the dark. Some people don't like going to restaurants on their own because they feel like a loser. It is a bit losery to go to eat on your own. I do it, but that's because
I've done that before, but that's normally because I've been like...
And it depends on the restaurant.
Away from home.
And it depends on the restaurant as well.
Yeah, there's certain places that, like Wagamama's, that was really good when I was on my own because it's quick and you can sit however you want. Whereas if you're like a sit down meal and you're at a table for 2, I think you'd feel a bit like, oh.
Yeah, you do feel weird. So it does matter. But like with a cinema, you're in the dark. No one can really tell. And it's nice. It's nice. I think everyone should do it. It's an underrated experience going to the cinema on your own.
I don't think cinemas are that great, so I'm not that fussed on it, but.
Idiot.
Go on. Any more?
No, that's it, I think. We've got Brussels sprouts, brown bread, Yorkie, Treasure Planet, Constantine, Get in the Post, Movies on Your Own.
Get in the Post. That's my favourite.
Star Trek TV shows. I think that's it. Is anything else?
No, I've done all of my list.
We could just do a nice short episode there.
Oh, yeah. I think that was quite a nice little section on underrated things.
Yeah, so next week we'll try and think of a brand new topic.
I think we should do like an overrated, underrated in each. Or I think we'll end up mentioning something that we think is overrated.
No. I'd prefer to leave it.
Something fresh.
Maybe like in a month or two we come back to that.
Okay, I'm gonna make some notes if I think of any more.
Yeah, I think
I'm prepared.
Yeah, I think we probably need some help. I might look online, see if there's anything what regular people do on their podcasts. But if you have anything, again, get in touch with us. If you have any ideas for us what to discuss, contact me.
Yeah, we would appreciate it.
On the email or the social media. We know, like I said, I think this was probably about 2-3 days ago we thought of this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty last minute, so if you've got an idea, message
us.
As you
could probably tell.
Yeah. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you on the next podcast. Bye.
Bye.